Madison Democrat Tammy Baldwin predicts the compromise plan will have a tough time and may not even make it to both houses of Congress for a vote. The 2nd District Representative says she can't support it. That's because Medicare would be forced to compete with private insurers in 6 regions of the country.
The huge irony of this is that we invented Medicare because private sector insurance companies were not making their products available to senior citizens and retirees. This seems like the first steps down the path of getting us back into that same problem.
Baldwin says this could eventually lead to the downfall of the 38-year-old entitlement program. Others contend it will shore up Medicare by cutting down on costs, which are rapidly rising because of an aging population. Low-income seniors would get additional subsidies for prescription drugs, but those medications wouldn't be able to be purchased in Canada or other countries offering lower prices. This frustrates Tom Frazier, the executive director of Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. Lawmakers hoping for senior votes might be reluctant to oppose the bill before an election year, but Frazier believes they should.
The potential for backlash from older people when they see what's in this bill, I think, could be a huge factor. In other words, I think there's a risk in voting for it.
The compromise plan could come up for a vote this week. President Bush has warned Democrats not to try and block it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.